Good morning. Is this Kristen?
Speaking.
Hi, this is John with Local Splash.
Hi, John.
Hi. I was following up with you regarding your account that was set up with us a week ago. It looks like you didn't make it through your client interview process.
I called and they were supposed to, someone said they were going to tell you that I canceled it. Like, I called the next day to cancel it.
Hmm. Okay, let me see what's going on here in the notes.
I want to give that other company a chance for a minute since, you know, I signed up with them first, and then I'll call you guys back if I...
Oh, no. Okay. I see what's going on here. Because you had another service, so you said you were going to cancel them when you signed up with us, and then they...
Yeah, I ended up changing my mind.
Okay. So what happens when you sign up with a Google partner... They request access to your Google business profile and they claim it.
I didn't give anyone access to it.
No, yeah, they claim it. So like we sent it to Google and we tell them that, you know, basically what was going on at point of sale when you sign up with me is you go, hey, you know, if you're going to do this, you basically have to cancel that because it's going to automatically kick them out of your Google business profile.
Kick who out?
The previous provider that you had in there. I always would let you know at point of sale.
There was no provider in there. It was me. And I actually am still able to get in there.
Well, no, I'm not saying it kick you out. You're always going to have access to it, but you can only have one other manager to the Google business profile. And so I didn't know where you stood with that other company. I just knew there was another company when we signed up. And it was very clear. You can only have one. You got to basically, if we claim it and we tell Google, hey, we're working with you, they're going to make sure that if there is another company in there, they're going to kick it out because you can only have one manager of your Google business profile at a time outside of your own access, right, and ownership. So they submitted that on the 7th, and that was prior to even setting a client interview, processing a transaction even. We don't even run the payments without that being clear and then also voice verified and sent to you in writing. Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do for you, Christine. Oh, boy. I remember you saying there was another company in there, though, when I first started talking to you, or that you were looking at. Or you'd already paid them, I think, even the day before.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, just signed up with someone going to cancel today. That one's... sent over from Lulu. Lulu is the one you spoke with originally. Okay, nuisance. Did we already send over? Yes. Ads in processing, client interview not completed to publish. Okay. Yeah, because that other company should have already sent the notification for a cancellation and be reimbursing you. This is Local Splash. Whatever that proven method. 10-7. Account created. Client interview scheduled for following day, October 8th. Have any questions? That was 10-10. Oh my goodness. Okay, they're not letting me process your cancel and refund. Did this other company also tell you that you weren't able to cancel their services?
No.
Oh. So why are you sticking with that service?
Because I signed up with them first, and after I thought about it, after I got off the phone with you guys, I don't want to do the back and forth thing. Anyways, I just want to get that done, get that set up with them. If they don't work out, I'll call you guys.
Well, we operate exclusively. We're a Google partner, so you can't just sign up for this. You have to be on a qualified candidates list for it, like you requested through it or filled out a form online when you were doing your Google business profile verification. And then they put you on our list for openings when we have a position in your area and industry. And that's what we got, right? On October 7th, that's what you signed up for. But it looks like you're doing an SEO service right now, which is local SEO. It's not the same as Google Places placement. So, you know, how you're listed does dictate the kind of return on investment that you see at the end of the day. The further down the page you are, the less traffic you're going to get.
Okay.
That's what you're looking at there. I mean, I could stop all future billing. It's just not letting me process a refund. I could go downstairs and then see if I can get them to manually process it on our end, and then we'll just deal with Google on trying to get that back. But directly right now, they're just saying that they won't even let me reverse the charge. So can I circle back with you in about 30 minutes? I'll give you an update at the top of the hour.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to try to just go down there and get them to reverse the invoice. Usually all first month's payments, especially on a discounted pricing structure like that, it's non-refundable, and they send you that in writing when you sign up with us. So you have to be very leery about adding services without being sure that you're going to cancel the other service. I know I triple checked that with you before I even got your card and processed the payment. I have to. But it's just, I'll see what I can do. Okay. I'll follow up with you in 30 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.